إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, one of the most important things in life, whether it is careers, whether it is marriages, whether it is studying, whether it's just organizing your day, it is the management of priorities. Management of priorities. If you get your priorities right, then your time is managed, your resources are managed, and you get results. If you get your priorities wrong, then you don't get any results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us priorities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the number one priority where He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah described and told us and defined and stated the reason He created us. Allah said, we have not created the insan and the jinn, the humans and the jinn, for any purpose other than our ibadah. No other purpose. The only reason we exist, the reason I am breathing, the reason you are breathing, is so that I can worship Allah and so that you can worship Allah. If we are doing anything other than the worship of Allah, then we are not fulfilling the purpose of our creation and we are going somewhere else. In order to enable us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours of the day, whether we are awake, whether we are sleeping, whether we are eating, whether we are doing our business or every single aspect of life, to ensure that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, every single day of the week, every single minute of that day, every single second of that minute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which converts every action into an action of worship. I eat food for myself. If I eat it according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it becomes an action of ibadah. I drink water for myself, but if I drink it according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes an action of ibadah. Meaning that it becomes an action of worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me for drinking that water, for eating that food, for doing that business, and so on and so on. So I am doing business in order to support myself and my family, but if I do this business according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that the business is halal, that the source of funds is halal, that the expense of funds is halal, that I do not compromise my fara'id, my salah, and my zakat, and whatever else that I need to do, I don't compromise it in the name of business, that I do not do anything haram in the name of business. If I do all of this, this business becomes an action of ibadah for which Allah will reward me. So this is the first priority. First priority is, I've got this phone, which I use to make calls and record this stuff and so on. I have another phone, which is an old Google phone, which has, it's outdated, it's many of the functions don't work, and so on and so forth. But I use that phone as a clock. So I use the clock function in the phone. I set my alarms with it, and I have that phone as a clock. The primary purpose of the phone is not the clock. The primary purpose of the phone is this, is to do what a phone is supposed to do. So I carry this with me, I charge it and so on and so on. That one is as a clock. I also charge it because it has to work. But other than that, it's sitting on my bedside table. Now, point is that something which fulfills the purpose for which it is created is looked after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, it is my Rabb who extends and expands the provision or restricts it. But most people do not know. So, first priority is ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you live your life according to Sunnah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then every action becomes an action of ibadah. Now you say, well, what about my food? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am the one who gives you food. I created you for my ibadah. You do the work for which I have created you and I will take care of you. It's like working in a corporation. You go and do the work of the company, you get a salary. Right? You don't do the work of the company and you leave that work and you say, well, I'm running my shop because I have to eat my food. People say, you're crazy. You're working for this company. Where is the question of running your shop? I mean, why do you need to run your shop? Right? Ta'ala Allahul Amthal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond and over and above any examples. We don't give examples to illustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only for us to understand. Which is that if we fulfill the purpose of our creation, that's the first priority. You fulfill that priority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. All the needs, Allah will do. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and reminded us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you hear this adhan of Jumu'ah, and this ayat refers to and applies to every adhan of every salah. It is mentioned specifically with regard to Jummah, but it's not restricted to Jummah. So it's a adhan for any salah, all the salawat in the week. So Allah said, when you hear the adhan for Jummah, what must you do? Leave your job, leave your work, and run towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasa'u ila dhikrillah. Make sa'i, run, make effort. Ila dhikrillahi wa zarul bay. Leave your business. Go towards the Salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go towards the dhikr of Allah. And Allah says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That this is the best thing for you if only you understood. And then Allah said, وَإِذَا خُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when the salah is over, then go and search for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and search for the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what must you do? Forget about Allah? No. While you are searching for the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Make lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be among the people who are successful. So the question of forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the question of separating our time with Allah and time with dunya, this is a false segmentation of time and segmentation of thought and effort that we have been conditioned to by shaitan. We were created for the ibadat of Allah. We were created for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other purpose for our creation. So whatever we are doing, we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that, which means that whatever we are doing must be according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it makes no sense if you are saying that I am remembering Allah but you are doing something which is haram. It is not possible. So therefore, I remind myself and you that as far as priorities are concerned, if we have our priorities right, then inshallah we will be successful. Now shaitan has inverted these priorities. This is the conditioning of the dunya. Our priority in terms of duties is ibadah. Our biggest need therefore is hidayat, because it is to help us to do our job. So I have been created for a purpose, and therefore my biggest priority is I should be reminded of this purpose. So the biggest need we have is hidayah. And Allah said, you do this work and I will feed you. Now shaitan has conditioned us in the opposite direction. Shaitan says, first look after your food. First chase money, chase dunya, what not. Then if you have some time, you can do the ibadat if you want. Right? And then he makes sure that you never have time. Also, he makes sure that you run behind this dunya and you indulge in all kinds of haram, and then shaitan tells you, no, don't worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur rahim. So, he is teaching you arrogance because he is teaching you to ignore Allah. He is teaching you to disregard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is teaching you deliberately to do something which is wrong. You know it is wrong. And he is telling you, if you don't do this, you will fail. If you don't do this, your business will collapse. If you don't give a bribe, you cannot get this contract. If you do not give somebody this whiskey or something, if you don't take part in this corporate party, your career will go down the drain. People are drinking, doesn't matter, you also sit there, you don't drink. Then the other farishta will say, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't even be in the same room. I say, I don't know, olden days, don't worry about that. He was not operating in a corporate environment. Today is a modern world, new world. We have to operate in the corporate environment. Yoran. So, shaitan tells you that it's okay to disobey Allah, it is okay to do haram. I want to expand my business, say, go to the bank. I want a new car, no problem, you can get it by 9 o'clock in the morning. Bank opens, sign a paper, you got your car. Aray, what about this whole issue of interest-based financing? Aray, forget it, doesn't matter. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Sit in the car and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is the biggest mufti. He gives you this fatwa. This is the problem. The problem is that we have started following shaitan instead of following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. So, very important for us to come back to the straight path. And the straight path is, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayl maghdubi alayhim wal-ad-dallin. And what is the straight path? The straight path is to remember, number one, the purpose of our creation. Number two, therefore, our greatest need is hidayah. That is why we have no value and we don't place any importance on the number one fard in our life, which is salah. I am busy, I don't pray. I am sleepy, I don't pray. I am hungry, I don't pray. I am God knows what, I don't pray. I remember I was in Bridgeport in America. We were there in Jamaat, and the masjid was a converted bank. So right next to the imam, there was the safe. So the huge vault. So no longer functioning. So there was a big vault door which would be open, and the imam's musalla was right next to that door. It's very funny masjid. Now, across the street from that masjid, little street, I mean the street was like one lane, you know, small little street, was a 7-Eleven shop. There was a gas station and a 7-Eleven shop, which was the owner or anyway, the guy working there was a Muslim. So, I went there to, I and my brother-in-law, we went there to buy something. And so, I said to the guy, must be nice, no? You are right across from the masjid, so you must be getting all five salah by Jamaat. He said, no, I have no time. I can't go. Are? I said, this masjid is like 20 meters from your shop. You can't go. He said, no, I have no time. So I asked him, I said, what do you do if you have to go to the toilet? I asked him, what do you do if you go? He's working there 12 hours, 15 hours. I said, what do you do when you need to go to the toilet? So, he also wasn't thinking. So, when I told him, he said, no, I put the sign there to say, saying shop closed or wait or something, and I go to the toilet. So, I said, it means that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your sight, in your view, is less important than the toilet. I said, the importance of the worship of Allah to you is less important than the toilet. And he got shocked completely, his eyes opened. I said, this is what you are saying. I am not saying this to you. This is what your action is saying. For to go to the toilet, you can put a board there saying, please wait or closed. But to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this, you can't do this. You cannot put the sign there to say. Because the whole priority is upside down. The shaitan has convinced him that unless he stands there in the shop, he can't eat. And the one giving him the food, ignore him, no problem. I'm giving you this. This actually happened with me. Allah is witness that this. I saw this happening. And this is illustrative. It's not only that one guy. This is illustrative of the lives of a lot of us. Allah is always second priority, third priority, some priority, no priority. And me, my sleep, my desires, my food, my this, my that, my entertainment, the football match, the cricket match, the ODI, the God knows what, everything else has a higher priority than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His worship. Then we are worried, how is it my dua is not accepted? How is it that there is so much stress in life? How is it that things are not working out? How is it that we have bad governments and bad this? That is surprising. How is it surprising? You get what we pay for. Simple as that. You get what you pay for. This is what you are paying. You are getting it. You don't want it, don't buy it. As simple as that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to enable us to understand our priorities and to live our lives according to the plan that He made for us, which is the best plan that we can possibly have. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ